Welcome to Espacito, the Espergenesis podcast, live recorded from my offices because we haven't really planned our timings out very well for this week. We just finished playing a game last night and it was genuinely one of the most emotional sort of games I've ever played. It was absolutely brilliant, so you can look forward to that in a couple of weeks when we get that all edited down. So far the party's just got out of the sim. Hopefully they're going to be walking a bit around Rith, exploring the town, and then going off on their adventures with Revesis. Thanks for joining us so much, but for more information check us out at espacito.wordpress.com or search for us on Facebook, and please do subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're using and pass the word around. It really helps us to get the word out there for new people to get listening, and we do get new listeners every day, so thank you for keeping on with that. Previously on Espacito.
So the name of the ship that destroyed the Callistus was the Shattered Tower.
You can try and look that up on the computer terminals to try and find out what information you can find about the ship itself.
That.
Public records show that the transponder signal assigned to that ship was last pinged at an asteroid in the mid-expanse. Thank you for joining us here at AM News. We are interrupting this scheduled programming for breaking news which claims to exonerate the Epsilon Shift in the destruction of the HWBC's Callistus, and furthermore, possibly implicate high-level CEO Venom Page of Revesis. This is the Revesis Security Forces. You are under arrest. Come out with your hands up.
Just on a rough count of what we feel like doing, like a rough show of hands, you're going to have to go ahead and use force.
And with that, can you all roll initiative? Okay, so you are in the sim dive outside. It's a dark night and it's raining quite heavily. The alleyway has been blocked up by what looks like six security guards or security forces from Revesis private military. What was everyone's initiative?
One.
Oh, mine's a 12, actually. A 12.
I was 19.
And, oh, one more to roll. Everyone's rolling very good.
Hopefully that means they'll just roll poorly on their attack rolls.
Ozan, it is your turn first.
Okay. What's that pile of stuff?
Where are you looking?
Left.
That is a sort of... It looks like a small stall selling various different bags and knickknacks. Like a little market stall.
Does any of it look explosive and or flammable?
No, it's mainly satchels and leather bags.
And aprons.
And aprons, yeah. There's a few doughfrows there.
Okay. And what is that, an armoured car or just a normal car over there?
It's just a normal sort of family car.
Okay, so I'm going to run over to where Prim is, and I'm going to grab her and push her to the floor so she's not by the window.
Okay. Do you want to do that mechanically do that, or just are we playing flavour here?
Just for playing for flavour, but I can do it mechanically if you prefer. So I'm not trying to hurt her, I'm just trying to get her out of the way.
Okay, yeah, well, she doesn't resist you sort of pushing her out of the way slightly. She's not known as a sort of combatant, so yeah.
I've got my heavy pistol, but I've never tried burst fire before. I'm not sure how it works.
Okay.
Yeah, my burst DC is 11, and my burst save bonus is 1. Not entirely sure what that means. But...
Okay, so a weapon with burst fire can make a normal single attack, or it can spray in a 10-foot cube within the weapon's normal range. A burst is more uncontrolled than an aimed shot. A burst fire attack can only be taken once per turn. Any creature within 10-foot cube must make a dexterity throw versus the burst save DC or suffer the weapon's damage. Attack modifiers cannot be added to the damage roll. And your burst save DC is 8 plus proficiency plus your dex.
Yeah, that's 11.
Okay. And who are you firing that at?
The two guards in front of me.
These two?
Are they within? Yeah.
So this one here is the one with the megaphone. That's the captain. And then next to him is a Lurendi Melder who isn't very heavily armed but is glowing with a faint blue glow. So you fire at both of those. What was your say with your DC again?
11.
Both of them fail.
Wow.
So roll damage on that.
So is it just my normal damage?
Oh, so yeah, so it does the damage, but without your ability modifier.
Okay, right. So that's a 5.
So yeah, so you smash the window with the back of your hand and fire a hail of bullets straight down the street opposite you and catch both the captain and the melder. The melder responds to this. The melder runs into this building and disappears from sight. But you see the faint glow of Esper energy from within. The captain dives behind these barrels and he takes out a pistol and returns fire straight at you, Ozum, which misses, and the second one also misses. So he sprays a hail of bullets around the window. You also receive a hail of bullets coming from the other four weapons masters here, who all fire into the window at you, Ozum. What's your AC?
18.
So only one of them hits. Out of five people firing at you, one of them manages to catch you just in the shoulder, only for 4 damage as well.
Okay, cool.
Which is pretty poor. Following that is Prim's roll.
Wait, what initiative did we start on?
21 for Ozum.
Fuck. Right, what were they on?
The Meld was on 20, and so was the Commander.
What were the other guys on?
Everyone was rolling really well.
Sorry, that's my bad. I was doing something else.
But you'll notice that everyone rolled very badly for the attack to balance that out. So Prim hides behind the window and pumps the keypad into her portable computer in, and she points her arm out of the window, and a burst of energy fires out of her wrist-mounted computer straight towards the guard hiding behind these crates here, and that carves a chunk out of the wall as he ducks out of the way. But it looked like quite a big hit as these bricks and mortar fly everywhere. Then it's Jefferson's turn.
So can I get up to another one of the windows, like near the purplish light?
Yeah, you can get to there.
And like smash that window.
Yep.
Whilst sort of going, sorry, Ben, that one's on us. and then I want to shoot the captain.
Yeah, roll that.
So, first one is a miss. 10.
That does miss.
Okay, second one is a 21 to hit.
That definitely hits.
Okay, that is 7 damage.
So you managed to clip the captain as he's cowering behind these boxes.
Can I, as my bonus action, Hunter's mark him?
Yes, D4.
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is Ben's reboost everyone except Prim.
Okay.
So everyone gets a +2 to attack and saving rolls.
Yeah.
For the effect's duration.
Right. Everyone make a note of that because I can't remember that.
And then next up, I'm going to run to, I guess next to one of the windows, maybe to the right of Prim. So I'm in cover there. What kind of cover is that? Is that half cover or?
Yeah.
Fab. And then as a bonus action, how far away is the captain?
From you, he would be 5, 10, 15, about 50 feet.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to use my assault drone.
Excellent. So talk me through that.
Range 50 feet. You'd launch a small plasma cutter drone that you can control within range, unless for the duration or until you use the power again. When you first activate the power, you can move the drone to any point within range and make a melee forging attack against the creature within 5 feet of the drone. On a hit, the target takes radiant damage equal to 1d8 plus your forging ability modifier.
Okay, so do you get to make an attack with that now?
When you first activate this power, you can move the drone to any point within range and make a melee forging attack. So I assume so.
Great, so yeah.
So fab, let's make that attack.
You send this small drone shooting across the street, which flies towards the captain.
Oh, and that's a 24.
That does hit.
With my 14 modifier. And that is 7 damage.
And that lets out a small burst of energy that shocks him hiding behind the crates. You just hear him shout out in pain. Pax, it's then to you.
Okay, let's go full send on this. That's a window right in front of me, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I'm going to go dive through that window and go and hit Soldier 2.
That's a very powerful charge.
Mm-hmm. I do like a front flip out the window as well.
Excellent.
I'm going to whack him with my sword, yep. Saber.
Don't forget your plus two.
I mean, that's 26.
Definitely
hits. And hits him for 11.
11 damage.
Rolled an 8.
Excellent. You bury this sword quite deeply into his side, and he lets out a gasp of pain.
He's still alive, yeah?
He's still alive.
Okay, I'm going to hit him again with my second saber, my offhand.
Yep.
And that's a 15.
Does hit.
Oh, and that's just for 4.
Okay. And again, he reaches up to block that, and you just managed to nick him on the arm. Then it's back to Ozan's turn.
Okay. So I am going to jump out the window, just going to run over to the guy that Pax has started wailing on, just help him out and just stab him.
Okay, I'd say you could get just about to him. Are you doing a melee attack?
Yeah.
Yep, do you want to roll that?
Yep, I'm going to drop my heavy pistol, but because I've like synced up with it, it just gets absorbed back into my rear.
Oh, cool.
So that is a 20 non-natural to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
And that is my 8 points of damage.
And what are you doing there? How are you attacking him?
I'm just sort of like just ball rushing him, and like I'm verbalizing as I go, just going dun, 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 and I just sort of barrel into him with my shield. And I mean, do I kill him or do I just
yeah hurt yeah him? He you bull rush him with the shield and crush him against the wall.
Yeah, and I just go dun, 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 and and is there another guy there?
Behind you, yeah, but you're about out of movement now.
No, I just turn to him as I go da da da.
Okay, so yeah, he just falls on the floor, motionless after you've crushed him into the wall. At this point, the Melder appears back out of this door and starts waving her arms around, channeling energy, as this ball of frosty air fires out of her hands and drifts through the window into the centre of the sim dive. And Jefferson, who's that? Because Ozan's moved, actually. Jefferson, you're the only one who's got caught in it at the moment.
Hooray!
Could you roll a constitution saving throw?
Constitution saving throw, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, my strong point.
You got a plus 2 to that as well, John, remember?
Oh, well, that's good, because I rolled a 19, so that makes it a 22.
Okay. So, this... oh, wow. This frosty air bursts in through the window and starts freezing up your muscles. And you feel this intense cold building all around you, and you take 9 damage, and the Melder just dips back in here again. Then it's the commander's turn, who takes out a dagger and throws it in your direction, Jefferson.
God damn it.
Currently the only one he can see.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's your AC?
It is 15.
He throws this, and with bizarre accuracy from such a distance, this dagger flies across the street and lands in your clavicle, doing 8 damage.
Oh, my clavicle!
And then the captain moves back into this building. Then this soldier here runs up to Ozan in a very bold strategy.
Brave, but foolish.
He swings his sword at you twice. What's your AC, Ozan?
18.
One of those manages to just clip and hit you for 4 damage.
Am I a joke to you?
And again, these two, they both shoot towards... actually, one of them shoots towards Jefferson again.
Oh, damn it.
But he gets a 24.
Guys, I'm going to go down.
And he does 4 damage.
I'm not down. But I'm very badly hurt.
And one of them shoots at you, Pax, as well. But misses as it clings off the side of the family car next to you. Then it's Prim's go. What does Prim do? Prim, again, gets up her rig and sends a burst of energy out of the window towards Soldier 1 there. Which hits him quite square on. And he this energy envelops him, and you see his muscles start to tense up, and he slumps forward in a very stiff manner, almost as if he's locked rigid against this stall full of bags and clothes, and he's sort of paralysed. Then it's Jefferson's turn.
Okay, so I'm going to do a forging technique and do mend on myself, so that I heal 1d8 plus my forging ability modifier.
Just as a note, Jefferson, that cloud of ice doesn't seem to be dissipating.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna move too.
But... I just wanted to let you know it feels like an ongoing effect.
But I'm gonna heal first, and I get 11 points back. That was a nice heal. And then I guess I'll just take a couple of steps to the left and cower in the corner. I don't really have anything else I can do. I guess that's me.
Okay, cool. D4.
Cool. How messed up are you still looking, Jefferson?
You know, if you were to grade me out of 24, I'd be at about a 14.
Okay, I'm going to use a field salve at second level on you.
Oh.
And so that's 2d8 plus my wisdom? No, plus my forging ability, so 11.
Nice.
Good as new. And then as my bonus action, I'm going to move... Can I move the drone into the building with the melder and the cap'n?
So here's your drone. He can move in here.
Yeah, I'm going to send him in there and get him to zap the melder. And that is a natural one.
So that definitely doesn't hit.
No, that does not hit.
And then, if that's everything, it's Pax's go.
Okay. I am going to... will he get an attack? Will Soldier 3 get an attack of opportunity if I go past him here?
No, he's just out of your reach round the other side of Oregon.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to go full send through this window, shouting, "Surprise, motherfucker," as I go.
Yep.
Can I get to the captain then?
No, doubtful.
Ah, shit. That's not good.
If only you had some sort of ranged option.
What's this like bed-like thing in the middle of the room?
That'd be a bed.
Okay, I'm going to go back out the window and hit soldier number 3.
Okay.
You kind of said, "Surprise, motherfucker."
And you didn't expect that.
I think that was fairly surprising.
And I'm going to whack him, and that's a 20.
Does hit.
Not natural. 4 points of damage.
So you just crack him in the back with the sword. It seems to bounce off his armor slightly, but it does definitely do some damage.
And I will hit him again with my second offhand saber. And that's 19.
Yeah, that hits as well.
Oh, fucking hell. Keep going on 1. That's 4 points of damage again.
Okay, again, so your hit seems to be bouncing off his armor pretty well, but he's definitely recoiling as if he feels it. Ozum.
Okay, so I'm going to jump through the window, shouting, "Surprise, motherfucker."
He will get an opportunity attack on you there.
Oh, god damn. Fine, I'll just attack this dude then.
Okay.
You were going to do the same thing, weren't you?
I really was.
maybe if you kill him, you can do it again.
Maybe. We'll see. So, have I still got the +2 from D4?
Yes, I've not lost the concentration on that yet.
That's a 17 to hit then.
Yeah, that does hit.
And that is 8 points of damage.
Oh, he's still standing, but he's definitely winded.
Okay, cool.
Is that everything?
Yeah. I mean, there's not much else I can do at this point.
Okay. At this stage, the frosty sort of moves slightly towards the back of the... And you see Ben getting it almost penned in by this frost at the back of the room as it starts to coat his desk and his chair. The melder, again... leaves the room and stands at the corner and generates a huge amount of energy in her hand and fires this towards you, Ozan. Ooh! She really gets you, man.
Is that a natural 20?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And this bolt of energy hits you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hits you in the back, Ozan, for 28 damage.
Ow, I'm down.
The captain moves up within the room as well to about the window here. You just see this soldier tensing up. His muscles are still contracting from where Prim hit him with a burst of energy. However, the one next to him returns a very difficult shot back at Prim, which misses as she's behind the cover. The one next to you, Pax, sees Ozan go down and swings his sword at you for a 20 non-natural.
Yep.
And does 6 damage.
Okay. And me a scratch.
Then that's Prim's turn again, who fires her pistol. Actually, no, she doesn't. She brings up another burst of energy out of her wrist computer, and this laser charges up and fires out of the window straight at the melder, and it hits the melder square in the chest, and it blasts her back into the wall, and you see her cough up a pool of blood on the floor. Then Jefferson, your go.
All right, well, I'm going to take a sharpshooter shot at the melder.
Yep.
With my short rifle. So that's a 15 to hit.
That just scrapes. As you shoot, you see this flash of blue energy that surrounds the melder, and you think that she's managed to deflect the shot with a psionic barrier, but it just seems to break through and hit her.
Okay, cool. So do I roll damage?
Yeah.
That's all thanks to D4s. That's 4 plus 10, so 14 damage. Oh, yeah, 14 damage.
Okay, so that takes a huge chunk into the melder, who's looking extremely damaged now. She falls to one knee, but she's still just about up, and there's blood pouring out of her mouth.
Can I use my movement to sprint across the road?
Yeah, where are you going?
Just as far along the alley opposite as I can get, like sticking to the side with the crates on.
And what's your movement?
My movement, let me just double check. Hang on, I'm trying to find speed. This sheet looks different. It's not quite D&D. Yes, it's 30.
You get to just before those crates. So you, cool. you run across the street and you get to the stack of crates opposite you. Hide sort of, well not hide, but stand in front of those.
Brazenly.
Brazenly, not hiding. D4, your go.
Okay, so I'm going to roll my eyes and then roll for another field salve, Ozan. But just first level this time.
Can you describe how the drone does this?
Sarcastically. That's not too bad. That's an 8 HP.
I'm feeling bad.
So he flies over and gives you a bit too angry of a nudge, but injects you with something that makes you feel a bit better. And then I'm going to move the drone. Is the melder still going?
Just. She's looking goodness. Very rough.
Can the drone get within 5 feet of her?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. Come on, drone. Don't roll a 1 again. That's better. That's a 22.
Yep, that does hit.
So D8. That's 5. Oh, 11 damage. No, wait. I can't count. That's 5. 15. 13 damage. What's wrong with me?
So the melder is looking up at Jefferson just running across the street. And she builds this huge ball of energy in her hand, ready to fire him. And just as she does, this little drone flies up behind and just makes a tiny laceration on the back of her neck. And she suddenly loses all feeling in her hands as the spell falls away from her and abilities, and she loses control of the energy that she's about to fire at Jefferson.
Oh, jeez.
And it explodes in her face, flying her backwards into the storm.
Did my drone just sever her spine?
A little bit. And the melder is just flopped face down over this stall.
Still blinking.
Twitching ever so slightly.
I look a bit disgusted at my drone and then shrug.
Don't
you meow me.
Pax, forgetting that he did this move just 6 seconds ago, is going to jump back through the window. And I imagine he's going to get Soldier 3 is going to get an attack opportunity, but he's going to take that chance.
The soldier next to you swings his sword. What's your AC?
16.
So it does hit.
Okay.
And he just manages to catch you for 3 damage.
Harumph.
And you burst Smash through the window and come face to face with the commander of the Revesis security forces.
Surprise, motherfucker. Part 2. And I'm going to try and hit him with my saber for 22.
Definitely hits.
And I'm going to use Acid Ring.
Just to make the battle more interesting.
Is Soldier 3 still within 10 feet? He is, isn't he?
Just.
Okay. So he's going to take 2d6 damage on a failed of 12 DC.
Oh, is that Constitution?
It says Dexterity.
Is this for the soldier outside?
Soldier outside and the captain.
Okay. So soldier outside makes the save.
Okay.
And the commander inside also makes the save.
So he takes half damage on the 2d6, both of them.
Okay. Oh, roll damage.
So the captain, because I'm hitting him as well, gets 9 points of damage plus half of 9 again. So 13 altogether on the captain, and then 4 on the soldier 3.
This splashes the soldier outside, and he's looking very wounded now as his armor starts to melt away from this acid that's spitting out from the window.
Cool. I'm going to hit the captain again.
Oh, yeah, you'd have another one. Yep, go for it.
For 20, non-natural.
Yep, that hits.
And I'm going to do the exact same thing again. I think I can do... I'm not sure I can do it same turn. I'll have to look that up. I'd have to look it up, but let's just say I can't.
What's
I suppose.
The ability called? Imbued Strike?
It's called... I can't remember. Yeah, Imbued Strike.
Is it...
No, it's not Imbued Strike. It's something else. Storm Guard. It's Weapon Link. Weapon Surge.
Once per turn. Per turn, you can use it twice. When you hit with the... Yeah, so it is free, but it's once per turn.
Okay, I just hit him normally with my saber then.
Yep, cool.
And I hit the captain for 8 points of damage.
The captain's taking a bit of beating, but he's looking okay.
I'm also going to use Action Surge.
Oh, God.
I think that's to attack him again.
Okay.
That's not going to hit 10. Waste of Action Surge.
Okay, so he parries that third attack off. Then it's Ozan's turn.
Okay, I'm going to stab at this dude. From Hell's Heart, I stab at thee. And, oh shit, that's a natural 20.
Oh, he's air horn.
Air horn.
We'll add it in post.
No, we won't.
Add the air horn in post, you sons of... But, so that is a 2 and an 8. Shit. So that's 15 points of damage.
As you swing down on him...
Can I say a one-liner?
Of course you can.
So I stab him in like the lower torso, and like, I pull him slightly closer to me. Bear in mind, I'm quite battered as well. And I look at this guy just dead in the eye, and I say to him, I hope you left a message, because I'm about to. And then I pull my sword out, and you just sort of bisect him. And it just like there's gore everywhere. And, you know, in the distance, glass shatters. And it's just... It's not suitable for children. We need to slap an ESRB rating on this podcast. It's horrible. The smell alone. It's just, and I instantly regret the witty one liner as I've just drastically ended a sentient life. Yeah, there's some on my shoes, and the weight of my actions will stay with me until the day I die.
he's literally split in half, and yeah, you've eviscerated him all over the pavement. Then it's the captain's turn. Who looks at Pax with a bit of a bloody smile? And just make a quick perception check, Pax.
Okay. I got a 12.
Okay. You seem fiddling with something very quickly in his hands. And then he and then he swings.
Disgusting.
He swings his sword at you for a 23.
Yeah.
And can you make a Constitution saving throw?
I can. I think I might have advantage on these. I'm gonna have to double check whether I've got this or not.
Is that a racial feat?
Yeah, I think so. Promethean.
You have advantage on saving throws against poison and disease and have resistance to poison damage.
It does count as poison.
Aha! So you say I have advantage on a poison throw. Okay. I've got +2 on this anyway, so hopefully. 18.
Okay, so you do make that save, but you still feel this crippling poison coming into it, and it's unlike anything you've ever felt before. You take 3 points of damage from the actual dagger, but you feel... this poison pulsing into your body. Now, did you say you're resistant to poison damage as well?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay. Half damage.
And you take another 9 damage.
Oof. Some heavy poison.
Yeah, bearing in mind that was halved and then halved again.
Yeah, that is fairly brutal.
Oh, lordy.
I'm a little gutted he wasted that on you.
Has he only got... Oh, he's only got one use, has he?
But yeah, you feel this poison coursing into your veins and you manage to power through it, but it's beyond any feeling that you've ever sensed before. As you're reacting to that, he brings his other weapon down on you, this electrified rod that he's holding in his other hand for just a 14. So I presume you bat that off.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Okay. The two soldiers here, they move up ever so slightly. They move into... One of them takes a shot at you, Jefferson, which misses. And the other one takes a shot at you, Ozan, out in the open. Which I think it actually misses you. It's for an 18.
Yeah, that hit.
Oh, does it? I thought you were a 19. You take 6 damage as that grazes off the side of you.
Ow. Just about still up.
Just. Then it's Prim's go again, who moves over. She fires back at one of the soldiers outside and misses. Then it's Jefferson.
All right, I'm going to run up to the doorway of the building that the captain's in. And then, as a bonus action, I'm going to use my pulsing strike. So if I hit him, it'll have an effect. And then I'm going to take a shot at him. Just a normal, straight-up shot. Natural 20.
Oh, God. Okay.
And that is with my new dice. Yay, new dice. Okay. And I had him hunter's marked.
Yep, you did.
That is 23 damage.
Cool.
And then he's got a little, just like a little thing that attaches to him. And at the start of his next turn, he's going to have to make a con saving throw.
Cool. Okay. Okay, so yeah, so this latches into the back of him and just sits there on his shoulder quite merrily. D4, it's your go.
Okay, I'm going to run... Actually, how far away is my drone from S1?
You could probably reach him, yeah.
I'm going to move over and attack with him first.
Okay.
Don't let me down, little guy. Oh, little guy, he didn't let me down. That's a 23 against a hit.
Definitely hurts.
So that's a 10 damage.
Okay, yeah, so your drone sends a good blast of energy into the front of that soldier there.
Fabulous. And then I'm going to run forward. No, I'm going to stay in the building. Can I fire from the window where Prim is?
Yeah.
If I move just in front of Prim.
Yeah.
I feel the need to shield her. And then I'm going to hit Soldier 1 again with a laser blast.
Yep, okay, that's going to hurt him.
This is actually me this time. So that's 11 plus 5 plus 2, so 18.
Yeah, that hits.
So 17. Very bad at maths. So that's 4d6.
Yeah.
So that's 4, 10, 14, 16.
So this beam of red energy hits him square in the chest and blasts him back into the store, and bags and clothes fly everywhere as the whole table of goods falls over.
And then also anyone who attacks him next has advantage. Yes. Oh, is he dead?
Oh, he's very dead. Never mind.
Oh, right. Okay. Everyone's got advantage against that table now.
Pax.
Right. I'm going to spit poison blood at him and then whack him with my saber. Pax is enraged right now. That's going to miss, but I'll try with my second saber. And that's probably going to hit. 25.
25 does hurt.
And I'm going to use force drive. And he takes an additional 2d6 force damage.
Okay.
He also has to make a constitution saving throw, or he's pushed 15 feet and knocked prone.
Okay.
So I roll damage, which is awful. 6-7 damage. I rolled a 1, a 2, and a 1.
Yeah, I did that earlier with that frost spell. That frost spell should have absolutely destroyed Jefferson. The damage on it was rolled so badly.
See, the constitution, yeah, it's DC 12 again.
Which he makes.
Infuriating.
Is that everything?
That's all I can do.
Ozan, it's you.
I am going to, whilst muttering the words, think on sexy thoughts, heal myself for 15 points of damage with my lay on hands in space. And then I'm going to... how far away is that that last soldier from me?
About 55 feet.
Okay. In that case, I then decide to leap through the window and try and land on the captain.
It's going to be very difficult. Pax is in the way.
I'm going to try it anyway.
Okay, roll and athletics, I guess.
Cool.
Or an acrobatics.
I'm going to do athletics because I got a plus five to it. I do this while screaming, surprise, motherfucker, part three, the unlikely sequel. And that would be a 7.
So you fall through the window and crash off Pax and land on the floor prone. Pax manages to keep his footing just about, but you land prone on the floor next to the captain.
What's up, guys? And as a bonus action, I'm going to do Stone Skin. Which allows me to resist bludgeoning, slashing, and piercing damage until my next turn.
Okay, cool. And then that's the commander's turn again.
At the start of his turn, he needs to make a constitution saving throw DC 14.
Yep, he DC makes 14. That.
Oh, well, in that case, the little metal thing just falls off.
And he shrugs it off.
Disappointingly, and Jefferson goes, Zappa.
At this point, the captain presses a couple of buttons on his wrist computer, and he, before your eyes, Pax, and Ozan, you can just see this, he starts to melt away a bit like Alex Mack, and he disappears into the floor.
Wait a second.
Blends into the floor itself, and Jefferson, just out the corner of your eye, you see him appear. He merges out of the stone next to you, and he almost sort of grows out of the stone from thin air. As he's raising up from the pavement, he slides his dagger towards your ribs, and he slides your dagger just through a gap in your armor, and you just feel it pierce into your side, and you take 12 damage.
Oh, I didn't know people could do that.
And then it's Prim's go. She could take a shot, but she might hit Jefferson. So she's going to fire at the last remaining soldier who's just on her left. But she misses there. And that sails off down the street. And then it's Jefferson's turn.
Okay, so just a quick mechanics question. Can I just drop my short rifle and attack him with my short sword?
Yeah. I don't want to get hung up on what weapon you've got in your hands.
Okay, cool. In that case, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to attack him with my short sword.
Yeah, bro.
Which I've never done before. It didn't go well, but that's an 8.
Yeah, he blocks that away, laughing at you through bloodied teeth.
Oh, come on, guy. There's no need to get malicious.
Is there anything else? If not, it's D4's turn.
I know I'm going to get an opportunity attack, but he's only going to stab me again anyway. So can I try and run through the doorway and jump over the bed so that I can, like, use it as cover?
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, he will swing at you as you do so.
I assume I've just left my short rifle there as well.
Yeah, it'll be on the floor there. But
he's my pistol.
He'll swing at you as you run, and he does just catch you there on the side of the arm for 4 damage.
Okay, and as he does that, and I'm running away, I yell, "Stop it!"
And you slide over the bed like something from Dukes of Hazzard.
But far more comfortable.
Yeah. Then it's D4's turn.
Okay, I'm going to do a laser blast again with my last remaining slot.
Do it.
I hope it hits.
Who's this at?
That's at Cap'n.
Okay.
So that is 17.
That does hit.
Hey. Okay, so it's 2, 5, 10, 15.
So Jefferson dives out of the way and bursts through the door, taking cover behind the bed. Just as he dives to the side, you take advantage of the captain swinging his sword at Jefferson. And while he's not paying attention, you manage to line up a perfect shot, which fires straight towards him. And explain how you think this would kill him.
If it's going to kill him, I think it would just, I say, evaporate a hole in his midsection. So he doesn't quite know what's happened at first, and he's perhaps still got that smug grin on his face, having winged Jefferson when he ran away. And then he looks down and sees he's missing half of his torso.
Brilliant. With that, he just slowly looks up at you, like staring out of the window down the street, and looks back down at this perfectly circular hole in his stomach, and he just falls to his knees. And he looks up at you and says, you can just hear him mouth the words, "Like tears in the rain, and he falls face first down into the gutter, and the rain is pounding down on him.
That was ad-libbed as well. So I'm going to, with my bonus attack, soldier four with my drone again.
Okay, yep.
Oh, little guy.
Default is cleaning up.
Oh, that's not as good. That's, yeah, 11.
That doesn't hit.
But cleaning up badly.
But cleaning up badly. He's already killed once today.
Like three times.
And that's Pax's go.
Back out the window. Pax goes, surprise, motherfucker. Revelations. And I drop my swords and then whip out my short rifle.
Yep.
I might as well take cover behind that little car as well, just in case I don't hit this. And I will shoot him with my short rifle, which I've also never done before.
We're all trying new things. Very exciting.
But I won't, because I rolled shite, and that's a 10.
Yeah, so that fires down the street and ricochets off a brick wall. Ozan,
I'm also going to use my bonus action just to do a bit of healing. Okay. Second wind. Regain hit points equal to 1d10 plus my warrior level. So I regain 8 points damage.
Brilliant. And then Ozan, it's your go.
Okay, I am going to also jump out the window and yell, surprise, motherfucker, part 5. The law of diminishing returns, and shoot my heavy pistol at the remaining guard. So that is a 15.
That does just hit.
That is 12 points of damage.
12. Good hit. So that, yeah.
Oh, wait, shit. I was looking at the wrong thing. Sorry, no, that's 8. Okay. 8 points of damage.
So that hits him, you know, it hits him in his combat armour. It leaves a bit of a black mark, and you can tell he felt the burn from that one. Then it's his go. He fires directly back at you, Ozan.
Jeez, how much is this guy paid?
For a... It's a 20 non-natural. And you take 8 damage.
Okay.
Seven damage.
Less out.
And he makes a run back here behind the stall.
Yeah, you better run.
And it's Prim's go. Prim pushes past D4 and steps out into the street.
She's going to thirst for blood.
Loving Prim. Coming to her own.
Definitely proving herself, isn't she?
Prim takes a small orb out of her pocket and rolls it along the street towards the stall.
Oh, shit, she's got a grenade.
And that bursts into a ball of electricity. And tense up, and as he tenses up, he stands up and loses his benefit cover, which he was hiding behind, his whole body seizes, and he's not able to crouch down anymore. Then it's Jefferson's turn.
Okay, so I'm gonna jump out the window behind Ozan and shout, surprise, part 6, 6 fast, 6 furious. And I guess I'm just going to shoot at him with my auto pistol.
Okay, make that shot. God, you're not so loud.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're on the, like, they're right next to the mic. That is a 12 plus 9, so 21.
Yeah, that definitely hurts.
Hunter's mark in this one. It's not a good one. That's damage.
Okay, we're basically just playing the game of who gets to finish him off now. D4, it's your go.
Okay.
D4 gets to kill everyone.
Yeah, well, it doesn't normally happen, to be fair. But this time, fingers crossed. It's either me or the drone. I'm going to jump out the window and shout, surprise, but just surprise this time because it's a reboot, but they kept the same title, which is confusing. and that is a...
I'm glad we think we're funny.
18 to hit.
That does hit.
So that's with a short rifle. I'm going to... Sorry, I should have said before, coordinated attack that as well.
Okay.
So I'll do the normal attack first. So it's a 7 plus 2, so 9. And then the coordinated attack, which is another 11 damage, so 20.
Okay, so tell me how this plays out.
So he's tensed up at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, so after Prim exploded this ball of electricity that's rolled over the floor, he seized up, which made him stagger out of his cover and lose all the benefit of that.
Fabulous. Well, I'm going to fire at him, as D4 might do, and somehow D4 lands around right between his eyes, which D4 looks confused about for a couple of seconds.
Does he try and play it cool, or...?
He tries to play it cool for a second, but then is genuinely surprised when the radiant round goes off and basically blows the top of his head off, and he looks very shocked. And it's not an attractive sight to Prim.
Excellent. Prim looks a little impressed, actually.
I give a thumbs up.
Blossoming romance, I sense it.
And with that, he falls down, half of his head missing, as the rain washes his brains away down the sewers. And you're left stood in a silent alleyway where all you can hear is the rain thundering down on the pavements.
Look, D4 killed everyone.
Yeah.
D4 definitely killed the Melder, definitely killed soldiers 1 and 4.
And the captain.
And the captain. The only people that killed by other people were... No, soldier 2 and 3.
It was a team effort, guys.
Was it?
It was me and the drone.
It was you and Prim. Good fun, though. Can I want to search the bodies. Oh, and pick up my short rifle.
Okay, yeah, brilliant. So, you look around. Roll, are you investigating anyone in particular? You had the three soldiers, you had the main commander, and you had the melder who was firing the frost and the energy bolts at you.
And the captain.
Okay, so you go over to the captain, and it's fairly obvious what you think you're looking for. You noticed a blade that Pax was wounded quite severely by off a glancing blow. And you find this blade, and it appears to have quite a complex balance to it and quite a complex weight, quite a heavy weight to it. And it's clear that there's a lot of technology built into this dagger.
Who wants it? I don't want it.
Can we do like an insight check on it or something, or an investigation to see what it does?
Yeah, you could do a bit of an investigation into it, I would say. Yeah, do you want to roll roll an investigation check?
Yeah, that's on you.
Oh, fuck. Awful. I know, I've got a little eyepiece thing, haven't I? A 10.
So, what you can tell is that this dagger seems to be quite heavily controlled by computers, almost. You can see lots of circuitry in the hilt. But you can't quite tell how to use it or what it does.
I'm going to throw it to D4.
Like, aggressively?
I'm going to throw it and then
roll
shout.
An attack?
Right, I'm going to throw it and then shout D4 catch as it's halfway through its arc.
This is going to go very badly.
Okay, I'm going to say, yeah, D4, roll a dexterity save.
Oh, no. That's a 4.
A 4. Okay, so as you reach out, it just nicks you for 3 damage on the hand as you reach out and grab it.
I didn't take any damage during that last fight.
Does he have any guns?
He has some standard guns. Just you have a look at them and you can find a light pistol on him.
Oh, all right, I'll take that. I'm not happy about it.
Never look around and see if anyone's got like an auto pistol.
That's what I want.
Okay, so do you want to? Are you looking at the main soldiers?
Yeah, the mooks.
Okay, so looking around the guys, you all in all, you search the different bodies and you find quite a lot of gold. It seems like these mercenaries were paid up front. You think you find approximately about 950 gold. Cuboids. credits. Let's credits, not gold.
Transfer that between 4 ways. I'm going to have to calculate that because
so yeah, it's about 950 credits amongst all the different bodies. Yeah, it works up to about, call it 237 each.
That's, yeah.
And also, you again, the pistol seems to be quite standard. It just seems to be a standard light pistol. But what you do find on one of them is a small pouch of black powder, which you're A bit unsure what it is at first.
Could I sniff it? Could I light a flare and then just press the lit end of the flare against the black powder?
I step back significantly.
So you point the flare to this powder, and it instantly catches and ignites in your hand and explodes, and the bag just incinerates as it explodes in a huge fireball which engulfs quite a lot of your face. You take 18 points of damage.
Ow.
That's becoming a thing for you, isn't it?
Fire damage, and you're also blinded.
So I hold my face and go, oh guys, exactly as I thought. It was gunpowder. Oh damn you scientific method. Oh.
So that's four light pistols.
Yes, four light pistols, yeah.
What's the Melda got on him?
Is anyone else going to the Melda before Jefferson, or is Jefferson going over?
You go ahead.
That's fine, go for it.
Roll an investigation check.
Terrible idea. Oh, 18.
So you actually, rummaging through while you're going through, you notice something on a small lanyard on the around the neck of the Melda. And it's a key card, but it seems to be quite thick for a key card that you swipe through a sort of conventional magnetic strip lock. And you know what this you can tell what this is actually quite quickly, and this is a special encrypted key card which can be attempted once per long rest. It has a 5% chance of unlocking any door it comes across.
Okay, that's exciting.
Good find. Speaking of the scientific method, I'm going to try and figure out what this knife that just cut me is. Computer check on that.
Yes, try to figure out the electronics.
Ooh, 19.
19. Ooh, that is, yeah, that will do it just about. It's quite a hard thing to figure out this. This is an extremely sophisticated dagger. The small blade has extremely extensive technology built into its hilt. Having a look at it, you can see a series of circuits, computers, and moving parts. And inside the hilt is a miniaturized saurium-powered machine, which produces millions of nanites every day, which are stored in a capsule just below the blade. With a bonus action, you can press a small button which is on the blade guard, at which point the nanites seep out of the capsule and coat the blade, ready to be injected into anybody's bloodstream. On a successful hit, the target must take a DC 15 constitution save. Or take an additional 1d10 damage per charge used. It's poison damage. The dagger recharges one charge per long rest to a maximum of four charges.
Cool.
If the dagger is reduced to zero charges, roll a d20, and if on a one, the mechanism breaks and it becomes a regular plus one dagger.
Sweet. Do any of you close quarters types want a extra stabby weapon?
I don't think it's going to be that useful for me, because I'll just be dueling in my sabers. Ozan?
Nah. I'm about spectacle. That dagger's not very spectacular, right?
Maybe just keep it for a rainy day.
Fair enough, but like, I mean, I'm the Michael Bay of murder. I'm not very subtle. This is more the Daniel Day-Lewis. No, real method. Really gets in between the ribs.
All right, well, Deep, why you hold on to that?
And if anyone gets up in your face, just
stab them. Just stab me in my knife. Sweet.
Give them the old prison handshake.
So you'll have to just keep a track on the charges there. And that's about all you find on this kill squad.
Cool. Does that conclude the looting?
I think that concludes the looting.
Ozan, do you want to burn the bodies?
I mean, I did, but now you've suggested it. It's kind of a lot of time. It's, I prefer it being more of a spur of the moment thing, you know? I like to improvise. No, fuck it. Let's go. The moment's gone.
to the ship or to the store?
Should we go sell some stuff that we just looted?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go shopping. There's bound to be no repercussions.
Should we go back to that store that we went to, or a different one?
Yeah, there's several shops that you've seen on the drag there. There's a couple of bars, a couple of restaurants. You saw an arms dealer. You saw like a clothes shop. So you know everything you'd expect on the future high street.
So this arms dealer, is it particularly special looking arms dealer? Do you think he's got some naughty little special weapons that we can go and take a look at?
Does he look oddly like Nicolas Cage?
It's a specialist arms dealer. It would have, a variety of weapons designed for combat.
I can't wait for your Nicolas Cage impression. Let's go there.
You've already met the storekeeper and it wasn't Nicolas Cage.
No, it's the same guy. Okay. What I really want to find is some rockets.
Oh, God, I'm so glad I didn't do that.
I mean, you want a heavy pistol, don't you?
I do, and if it has a plus one, that's always a...
Well, I mean, I've got a pistol, but what I've also got is a round of explosive ammunition that can go in that.
Do you have no ranged weapons that you use, or...?
I mean, I've got that, but, like, I never hit with anything, so...
I'll take a heavy pistol if you're offering, Odin. Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I mean, I want to go to the shop. I want to buy a second auto pistol.
Yeah, I might see about getting a shotgun or something. Something ridiculous. I don't really need to aim.
So you, after having a quick look around, realising that this is probably a decent place to leave round about now, the rain and the sounds of the busy city seem to have avoided you attracting too much attention. It's a much louder, busier sort of area than, say, if you did something like this in Peloton. So you walk down the street casually, trying to avoid drawing any attention to yourselves, and you round the corner and join back to the main street, and quite soon again you come back to the large grey-fronted store with a thick metal door at the front called Armex. You enter in, and again, Eva is behind the counter with her face covered by a blue veil and a long brunette ponytail sticking out of the back. I was just wondering, you usually have a pithy line when you walk in, so I was just giving you a second there.
Are you Nicolas Cage under there?
Yeah, that'll do.
She looks up at you from a ledger that she's just reading through. Hello, how can I help you?
I would like to sell these 5 light pistols, but I came by completely legitimately. Everyone's fine. It's all fine.
How are you?
Roll a deception check? I mean, she had no reason to doubt you in the first place, but if you're going to be like that...
What's my deception? It's fine. 15.
She gets the feeling that you're not quite on the level, but you also get the feeling she doesn't really care. So, so what? She has a look at them. What are they again, sorry?
5 light pistols.
She looks through them, looks down the sights a couple of times, cocks one of them. I'll give you 500 for them.
Sold.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Mark down 500 on your sheet.
And I would also like to buy an auto pistol.
Yep, she'll do you that for 250. That's not a problem.
Sold. Bought. Yes. One of those, please.
So there's several items around, scattered around. There's, as she said last time, there's a particular hammer that she just finished working on. You see a variety of different types of armors, some combat exoskeletons, you also see some different things. You see medical gear, some enhanced weapons, some goggles, various different bits.
Wait, do you have any fancy auto pistols?
The only thing she might be able to have is she might have a Ravager pistol, which would be essentially with an enhanced critical.
Does that mean critical on 19s?
So basically on a 20, your criticals would do additional damage.
Mm. How much is that one?
She has a look down. An auto pistol with a Ravager feature on it would be a 500 gold.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'd take that instead of the other one.
Yep, that's fine. She'll do you that.
Bargain.
So on a critical, that'll do... On a natural 20 roll, that'll do an additional 2d6.
Can I sort of sidle up to the counter and...
She raises one eyebrow at you.
I do my best attempt to raise either a reptilian or a robotic eyebrow. I sort of lean sort of semi-casually on the worktop, give a kind of a general glance around the area. So I like your stock. It's a very well stocked shop. We've got all the sort of more mundane methods of death dealing and maiming covered. I think of myself as something of a connoisseur of violence. I feel there's a place in society for small arms, you know. There's a, you know, in our schools, in our churches, in our movie theatres. But I don't feel that it's quite my speed. And I need something that's, a little bit splodier, a little bit throwier, a little bit more panache. If you know what I mean. Have you got something more my speed? Something like that?
She looks at you in the eyes and then she sort of sniffs a bit and looks down at your hand. Are you okay?
I'm in incredible pain, but let's not get hung up on trivialities. Do you have an RPG?
we do have some grenade launchers. If that's more your thing,
talk to me.
Well, the grenade launcher, it is what it says. It allows you to fire grenades over reasonably exceptional distances.
Reasonably exceptional or exceptionally exceptional?
Exceptionally reasonable.
Oh well, I didn't even consider that. What have you got in the way of flamethrowers?
We are fresh out of flamethrowers, unfortunately. Although I guess you could load a grenade launcher with phosphorus grenades.
Oh, you are some kind of salesman. I would perchance the dream to push out a grenade launcher.
950 credits.
Ah, bugger. Does anyone have 100 credits they could... I'd need to buy grenades as well, wouldn't I? God damn it.
I can give you a bit more than that. Because you gave me the heavy pistol...
It's cool. I'll wait.
No, I can give you a couple of 100 credits. I've got loads.
What I'll do is I'll make an investment and I'll buy the grenades now and then I'll save up for the grenade launcher. They still throw grenades. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I will give you 100 credits. I will also give you 100.
I can get behind this Kickstarter as well. You've been, very, very sensible with explosives so far.
You're
going
to melt this old crocky bot's heart.
It feels like a good investment.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
So the rules for grenade launchers are on page 137 of the manual, Aaron.
Gotcha. 137.
If you want to have a quick look at what grenade launchers do before you commit to this. There's a large purchase.
Range. Oh, so if my throwing range is 20 feet, then it goes to 60. 40 feet is 120. 60 feet is 300 feet. That's 300 foot of grenades, guy. I can kill people in other postcodes. Think of the houses I can burn. Think of the villages screaming in terror. Oh yeah, we're doing this, boys. This is happening.
I feel like we're all going to regret this.
Yeah, I feel like as a DM, I shouldn't allow this inevitable storyline dismembering weapon be in the hands of Ozan.
Oh, come on, guys. It'll be fun.
No one's denying that.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to be...
So we give 100 kills each to Ozan. So what grenade are you buying?
I think, the grenades are pretty pricey anyway, so I think I'm going to buy... Yeah, the grenade launcher, and then I'm going to get two fragmentation grenades.
Okay, so that will be 1,050 credits.
Okay. Yeah, with the money that these guys are donating, I am down to 0 credits.
Money well spent.
She goes in the back and comes out with a large wooden crate, places it on the counter, and jimmies it open with a crowbar. Inside is this packed with straw and... other bits of like dried out grass, and she lifts out of this a large cylindrical chambered grenade launcher, which he hands over to you.
A single reptilian tear rolls out of my good eye, and I turn to all of you, and I cradle it in my arms like a baby. You guys have made me the happiest, unfeeling robot monster in the galaxy.
Excellent. Yep. So you can mark that down on your inventory now. D4, is there anything you're interested in?
Yes, I'd like to buy an auto pistol as well, please. Just a standard one. And a shield, if I may.
Yes, she smiles at you and brings out an auto pistol, which is, again, 250 credits.
And can I interest you in a short rifle as part exchange?
Again, she looks it up and down. She sort of looks down the sight, gives it a bit of a sniff. Whatever people do with guns when they know about guns. She'll give you 100 credits for that.
Okay, sweet. And the shield as well?
Shields! Do you mean like a personal shield or a physical shield?
I think we've got personal shields. I mean just like a physical shield.
She lugs one of them down off the wall. And another 100 credits and she'll give you a large reinforced metal shield.
Great, so with the short rifle, that's 250, are you? Right.
Yeah.
Fabulous. It's a deal.
Brilliant.
At this point, Pax, he saunters up and takes out his short rifle really slowly, dimming him for a while. It's only been fired once. This is what he says. It's only been fired once. How much for this?
She looks at him and says, are you sure you wouldn't rather do this as one transaction? I mean,
no, we're not together. I don't know these people.
we all are very good friends.
We definitely don't know him. More the fact that we all just gave him money.
You just gave a stranger money for a grenade launcher.
Well, we're all clearly very generous strangers.
Look how happy he is now.
Pay it forward.
Give the gift of charity, I suppose. Give the gift of a smile this Christmas. Grenade launchers. So yeah, what are you peddling, Pax?
A short rifle.
She'll give you 100 for that.
Okay, that's a deal. But have you got any? What I'm really in the market for is a particularly violent, like guns are, heavy pistol. Have you got anything special in the back for a friend?
Or
just a guy in a crowd of guys.
A bald, hench-looking guy covered in tattoos.
Bruce Willis? No, Dwayne Johnson.
More like Batista, you know.
I'm thinking like Michael Chiklis.
As the Thing, yeah?
That's the guy from The Shield, right?
Yeah.
That's definitely what I'm picturing. I can do you a pistol with the same attachment as the one I saw before, the Ravager pistol.
Okay.
On a heavy pistol, that modification would be 600.
So if I pay you 500 in the short rifle, we're all good?
Yeah, we can call that square.
All right, let's do that.
Well, guys, I'm proud of us for not haggling, because no one enjoys it.
I mean, I was waiting for it to happen.
I mean, these prices are quite reasonable.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all played those games where we haggle for an hour and we all got bored.
It's almost like someone had printed down all the prices in a book somewhere and we just used that as a tariff. Anything else while you're in this arms dealer?
I could buy a couple more... what's the special ammunition like? I've already got an armor piercing. Maybe I want another one of them. There's explosive rounds. Is there anything else?
So, yeah, you already bought an explosive... you bought an armor-piercing round, and there's also explosive ammo, which does 2d6, an extra 2d6.
I'm going to buy... How much are they each?
They were 30 a bullet.
I'm going to buy another armor-piercing bullet and two explosive rounds.
Okay.
So that's 90.
Oh, that's quite good. It's only 90. I might get a few of those.
Yeah, no, I have just realised that these are well overpowered for how price they are. I had also realised that I've already said this in the last episode, so yeah.
Fuck it, let's go. Okay, thanks cool. for the things we're all strangers leaving together.
So, I've successfully armed you to the teeth. Yay.
Can we go back to the ship?
I'm just walking around holding my new grenade launcher with a huge grin on my maw.
You come into the parking lot. You don't see anyone. The Luciola is sat in the parking lot where you left it, but you can't see anyone else around.
No one. Just no one's there.
No. Seems pretty. It's still raining pretty heavily, but it seems pretty deserted.
What was the plan again once we got out of here?
I think we were going to go see the asteroid where the ship that destroyed the Callistus was last seen.
Okay, cool.
I turn to the rest and I say, all right, all of you stay very still. I mean, you can move. Just, I'm going to go ahead and see if anyone shoots at me. Because I can run
I feel
fast.
Like that's a bad plan.
I just feel like we could spend ages looking for them or we could get them to shoot at us.
I mean, I like the plan, just not the constituent parts of it. I mean, surely it makes more sense to have someone who is, A, very heavily armoured, 2, very heavily armed, 3, can deal out explosive retribution to anyone who shoots at him, and 4, is able to heal himself.
A, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
As you're talking, you see a figure walk out of the... out of the Luciola, who just looks over in your direction and gives you a little wave. Oh, hello! Freeze! How are you? You're back.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's you. Oh, it's Gorbachev.
I'm never going to get to use this thing.
All right, in that case, I just saunter over.
How was
I pull my pistol out and take a shot anyway. Not at Gorbachev.
No!
Jefferson, past his head, just to prank him.
Okay, roll an attack.
Mad Bantz.
Obviously, I'm not aiming at him. It's my new pistol. I want to use it anyway. 20. Non-natural.
Yeah, I mean, if I guess it's a good shot and you're not aiming at him, you fire and it just sails and whistles past his shoulder. Jefferson, you feel your hair sort of as this bullet just skirts over the side of your head.
And I wince and oh, for fuck's sake, Pax! It's not funny. I mean,
wait, if he gets to shoot his new gun, can I shoot mine at him?
No! Did I ever tell you? You're all right for a human.
Yeah, like, all the time.
Oh.
You know what? It's given me some issues. Because you're not good at sarcasm or just emphasizing or, you know, showing emotion at all. Do you mean that I'm all right for a human? Do you mean that I'm all right for a human? What is this?
What are we talking about?
Okay.
What year is it? Who's the president?
You're shooting at me and telling me I'm all right. At best, it feels like bullying.
Let's go to the ship.
Yes.
I slap you on the arse as I walk past.
You crazy mammals.
Okay, so you come onto the ship and as you come on there, Korchev is walking alongside you. He says, so, what is the plan?
We're going to go find a much bigger ship than us and pick a fight.
Yep.
Or something.
With all due respect, this ship is not a starfighter. It is Hulker. It is not battle ready. It is falling apart.
Don't you talk about my ship that way, Korchev.
My ship.
What?
What?
I thought it was his ship, and he points to D4.
I mean, he looks after it. He's like the caretaker. Like we're the parents, and he's the nanny.
Hang on, I thought this was my ship.
Oh, is this the creepy uncle?
I'm the captain. And I storm off into the cockpit.
Look at me. I am the captain now.
He pulls D4 over to one side, out of earshot of the rest of you as you're walking off. He says, look, captain, I really do not recommend taking this ship into battle. It can barely fly.
I know, but they're very set on this idea, Korchev.
At least get it repaired or something.
That sounds like a good source of action. What would you recommend? You seem savvy. You're an officer cadet. It's a close cousin of mine. He's very good at this.
You just find an action forged in the hold, just literally holding two sides of the ship together.
What would you recommend, Coach, as an officer cadet? I mean, you're more experienced than all of us put together here, let's be honest. But as a cadet, you're still not the captain.
Yes, but I guess small fish in big pond is better than big fish in whatever ship this is.
I have no fish on my ship.
I don't know. I would recommend possibly repairing or maybe getting a better ship, or I don't know.
Oh, I have a plan for that. We're in a starport, aren't we?
Yes. But you are the only ship there.
We're the only ship in the starport.
It's basically a glorified parking lot. You're in a very small NCP.
This is bullshit. Just like float around, find a bigger, better armed ship, drop me onto it. I'll kick the windows in, point my grenade launcher at everybody, be like, "Fuck it, I'll blow everyone up. I'll do it."
It's an excellent plan, Ozan, until you have to use the grenade launcher, in which case that ship is now redundant.
Also, I think your understanding of windows on spaceships is a bit...
Yeah, I'm glad you got there, because like that's just not going to end well.
I think at this point, Max has probably started the engines.
So you hear the engines start to tick over from inside D4.
Okay, everyone else on the ship. Right, excellent idea, Pax. Let's go find an auto shop.
What? Oh, yeah, that was my idea. Yeah, yeah.
As the captain, I sanction this move.
Get the fuck out of my cockpit.
Who has started the engines on my ship?
Korchev sort of massages his temples and just disappears off into the crew quarters.
Can we have a look on, like, space Yelp reviews for, like, Watto Shop?
Quite easily you find a... an auto shop quite nearby, which does all-round repairs and ship work. It's a fairly sort of grease monkey kind of place. It's nothing fancy, but you get the feeling it would get the job done.
Do they do upgrades?
They seem to do salvage, upgrades, braking, general servicing, repairs, those kind of things.
I doubt we can afford an upgrade, but let's go there, Captain Jefferson.
What? I shut my comms off and...
Celix pops a head in and says, you called me?
I did. I just wanted you to go and look after Korchev. He's throwing a hissy.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to. I just feel like, you know...
I guess that is a job for the captain. And she walks off.
I too dust myself off and say, this is a job for the captain, and follow up.
We're more of an autonomous collective.
I don't think we're a collective at all.